This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strofe. Alexei Navalny's team confirms his death and says his mother is searching for his body. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
Alexei Navalny's team confirms his death, and they demand that his body should be handed over to his family immediately. Alexei Navalny's spokesperson confirmed that the Russian opposition leader has died at a remote Arctic penal colony, but it is unclear where his body is. Prison authorities informed his team that the body would not be handed over to his relatives until further investigations had been completed. In St. Petersburg, residents gathered near the city's monument to political prisoners to mourn Navalny's passing. Hours after Navalny's death was reported, his wife expressed doubt about the news from Russian authorities and called for accountability for the harm inflicted upon their country, family, and her husband. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
On the sidelines of the Munich Security Conference Saturday, U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris held bilateral talks with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, in which she reiterated the United States' unwavering support for Ukraine. A U.S. aid package passed on a strong bipartisan vote in the U.S. Senate this week and awaits a vote in the U.S. House, where Republican leaders have been coy about when they will bring it up for a vote, if ever. Speaking to reporters, Harris said political gamemanship has no role to play.
Politics should play no role in standing for the fact that Vladimir Putin, through his leadership of Russia, has shown himself to be fundamentally hostile to democratic principles.
Zelensky said Saturday at a news conference with Harris that Ukraine was counting on a, quote, positive decision from Congress for the vital aid from its, quote, strategic partner. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. This